You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk.
Our go.
Atlantic Editor-in-Chief Jeffrey Goldberg was accidentally added to a Signal group chat with top United States security officials who were discussing military plans for strikes on Yemen. The group chat, named Houthi PC Small Group, discussed operational details, and officials, including the Vice President J.D. Vance, seemed unaware of Goldberg's presence. Jeffrey Goldberg initially left out some of these sensitive details in his article on the group chat, but released more specific information after the Trump administration downplayed the situation and said no classified information was shared. Goldberg also said the Trump administration should focus on fixing their national security breach rather than attacking Goldberg for their leak. For International Desk, I spoke to Andre Faoso from the Yale Daily News about this issue. I started by asking who Jeffrey Goldberg is and what the group chat was that he was added to.
So Jeffrey Goldberg is the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic. He was added to a group chat on the encrypted messaging platform Signal. He was added to the group by National Security Advisor Michael Waltz, and members included members across the U.S. security intelligence circle, including Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary. The group chat was used to coordinate an initial strike on Houthi targets in Yemen. This attack, which took place on the 15th of March, has been followed by continued air attacks on Houthi rebels in Yemen by U.S. forces.
How did Goldberg respond to being added to the group chat?
Initially, he thought it was a hoax. He was perplexed initially that lead international national security officials were using such an informal channel to communicate. He told media that eventually he noticed that as the messages started rolling through and he noticed some of the names and cross-checked mobile numbers that he had on record, he realized that something substantial was unfolding within this group chat. Although it wasn't completely clear initially, and he was apprehensive, it slowly seemed and appeared later on or shortly thereafter that what was happening was the planning of a coordinated attack within what was a pretty candid context with members across the United States intelligence scene and the executive branch of the US government.
Is discussing war plans in a group chat, even an encrypted one, standard procedure for top US officials?
Well, according to people that have been very vocal about this instance, this has been, at least in the context of classified security information, this could have been very compromising for national security and could have posed a significant threat to US national security if the Signal group chat was in the wrong hands. The concerns really do stand with what could have happened if this information made it into the wrong hands. And traditionally, government officials don't converse in these informal contexts, let alone add journalists to group chats when coordinating these types of attacks. So it is abnormal and it is somewhat unheard of. And it's somewhat concerning that this is the precedent that's been set under the current administration for communicating such pivotal and even consequential events that are being coordinated.
Was there anything in the contents of the messages that was particularly revealing?
Well, Michael Waltz and other security intelligence officials, including assistants and secretaries of some of the heads of the Department of National Intelligence as well, which is led by Tulsi Gabbard, they leaked target names, the weapons and the fighter jets that were going to be mobilized, the amount of planes that would be mobilized and at what times the strikes were going to take place, as well as weather reports and weather conditions that would that were existent for the period that they were intending to take out the attack. They also shared live information about the conditions of the Houthi site before and after the attacks, and Michael Waltz shared confirmation of identification of the human targets intended in that attack. Now, more than 50 people died in that initial airstrike that Jeffrey Goldberg was able to cross-reference news events and news reports on that initial strike with the messages that he observed in the group chat. And that was how he found out that this was actually a live account of the planning and coordination behind this this attack on Houthi rebels in Yemen.
How has President Trump responded to this situation?
Well, when Jeffrey Goldberg initially broke the news that he was part of this group chat and he had knowledge of the airstrike before it took place, President Trump initially responded by saying he didn't know about the incident and about the existence of the group chat. When concerns pivoted to the classified nature of the messages and information exchanged in the messages, after Pete Hegseth spoke out and stood by the ethics of the group chat, Trump said the information discussed was not classified and did not compromise national security. The administration has since downplayed the severity of this incident. Pete Hegseth and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard denied the classified nature of any of the information exchanges. And Tulsi appeared in the Senate yesterday to attest to these claims, despite the vulnerable nature of this of the information and even the fact that they were having very consequential policy dialogues about what this might mean for the conflict in Europe, the tensions with Europe, but then also the sustained and also established peace in Gaza, which has since broken apart. Michael Waltz has taken full responsibility for the addition of Jeffrey Goldberg to the group chat, and an inquiry has been launched. However, the Trump administration has remained steadfast in criticizing Jeffrey Goldberg and denying the claim that there was an exchange of classified information in the group chat. And today, off the back of the administration's denial, Jeffrey Goldberg released extensive screenshots and dialogues from the Signal group chat on The Atlantic in a bid to enable the people to come to their own conclusions about the nature of the information that was exchanged in the group chat.
Could this change anything about US policy or how national security decisions are made?
While the Trump administration has received significant backlash, and pundits and commentators, as well as American television comedians, have been having a field day with how this reflects on the administration's competency or incompetency thereof. Nonetheless, it is concerning that the administration has yet to acknowledge the risk of exchanging information via such channels across this messaging platform, which was Signal. If it was just as simple as an inadvertent ad of a journalist to a private group chat that has led to this political controversy, one can only imagine what could have happened if this group chat made it into the hands of someone with ill intention. This was why The Atlantic did not extensively publish the message dialogues initially, but since Pete Hegseth and other senior intelligence officials that were included in the group chat that have come out and denied the claims made by Jeffrey Goldberg in American media, he decided to publish this, and it's been quite damning for the administration. The Atlantic obviously didn't initially publish this because of the risk that it could have posed to US personnel, but it appeared that that wasn't front of mind for any of the officials that were included in that group chat.
That was Andre Faha, also from the Yale Daily News, on the Atlantic editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg, accidentally being added to a group chat top US officials were using to make and discuss war plans.
The International Desk on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.